And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, the calls keep rolling in for you, my friend.
All right, I love it. You know, I don't want anybody to think I'm anything special here. We can teach everybody how to do what I do. In fact, we do Zoom calls. I don't know if you know about this, George. Every Monday through Friday, Doc and myself and a few other folks do Zoom calls 12 to 1 Pacific, 3 to 4 Eastern. And you can go to dailywithdoczoom.com. Rebecca Kozak does the is the host, and I do them every Friday. And we teach people how to do what I do. We teach people what to look for in terms of symptomologies and what kind of nutritional supplements you can use to treat them or to address them. And I want everybody to know there's nothing special about what I do. You can do this, too, and we can teach you how. And you can make some money at the same time, too, if you want to build a business around it.
Well, it's the cheapest way to buy supplements, just to become your own little wholesaler.
That's exactly right. You get your products at the wholesale price. Good point, George.
To the phones we go. Let us go to Ron in Tennessee to get us started. Hello, Ronald. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron.
Hey. I always want to ask two quick questions. I'll be fast as I can about it.
Sure.
First of all, I want to know if you were familiar with Dupuytren's contractor.
Oh, yeah.
And also, your new version of Beyond Tangerine.
Yeah.
Is it in pill form?
No, it's a powder. It's very delicious. It's a raspberry flavor. And it takes advantage of something called time duration nutrition, which targets specific needs for specific times. Very fascinating product. If you're interested, definitely check it out.
It comes in tablet form.
Does it come in tablet form also?
Oh, absolutely.
The new one.
I'm sure it does.
I didn't know that. I'd only seen the they call it Rise and Restore. It's a morning and night product, and I had only seen it in the powder, so that's a new one on me if it comes in capsules. I just did a talk on it, actually, a couple of weeks ago in Arizona. And that one, go to the Critical Health News, info at criticalhealthnews.com or give them a call, actually, and they can tell you about it. Dupuytren's contracture is a very interesting connective tissue issue that affects the hands. Folks who have this kind of problem also tend to have other connective tissue problems, including something called Peyronie's disease, which is affects the male genitals.
Don't go there.
But it's the same idea. And these are connective tissue problems. Connective tissue deterioration is an extremely important phenomena, and it is probably the major cause of all of the horrible things we hate about the aging process. Folks who have Dupuytren's contracture can rest assured they're dealing with some kind of breakdown and inflammatory issues at the level of the connective tissue. If you go to the physician, the only thing you're going to get is a surgical procedure, because that's all the doctors can do for it. However, if you regard it as a connective tissue issue and you start to backtrack it to the usual suspects, which are the intestine and leaky gut, the blood sugar system, and a revved up adrenal gland, you can do a lot to help correct the condition. You may not be able to completely eliminate it depending on how far progressed you are. But the good news is once you use nutritional supplementation, like the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is what I'd recommend for you from Youngevity, not only will you slow down the progression and reverse the Dupuytren's contracture, but you'll be building stronger bones, you'll be reducing your risks of prolapses and hernias, you'll be increasing the strength and the resilience of your heart and your cardiovascular system, and you'll also be reducing the likelihood of getting wrinkles. Connective tissue building is the very essence of anti-aging, and while Youngevity's Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is marketed for arthritis and for osteoporosis, it's really about building the connective tissue, which is the very essence of anti-aging. The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack should be called the Healthy Aging Pack, and it should be called the Healthy Skin Health Pack, and the Anti-Wrinkle Pack, and the Healthy Blood Vessel and Cardiovascular Pack, and the Healthy Connective Tissue Pack. And in fact, Dr. Wallach, I don't know if you know this, George, before Dr. Wallach was the mineral doctor, he was the connective tissue doctor. And if you listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, that original tape that he made, he talks a lot about building the connective tissue with what he used to call the pig pack, which was based in connective tissue building supplements and nutrients. One of the best, by the way, George, is your favorite. I'm going to make you say it. Remember that one that you used to say?
Hyaluronic acid.
Exactly. Hyaluronic acid and bone broth are super for Dupuytren's contracture, all connective tissue building protocols, and for anti-aging.
If you don't get a lot of sun, how important is D3?
Get a sun lamp. If you're not getting a lot of sun, get a sun lamp. the sun is incredibly important, first of all, for vitamin D, but also for mood, for serotonin, for your neurotransmitters, for your immune system. In fact, George, when the sun hits a specific molecule in the skin, it actually electrifies us, our skin, via this molecule called sulfate, which you can get in your Fucoid Z from Youngevity or your MSM, Ultimate MSM from Youngevity. When the sun hits this sulfate, it turns the photonic energy that comes from the solar, from the sun, into electrical energy, in essence proving that we are solar beings and our skin is a solar panel that can energize our biochemistry by the action of the photonic energy that comes from the sun. Very important. Get a sun lamp. If you're not, if you know, parts of the country can't get out in the sun, in the wintertime, get a sun lamp.
Let's go to Crystal in Medford, Oregon, on the wild card line. Hello, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Crystal, you still with us?
She has
fallen asleep. We'll go to Aaron in Fountain Valley, California, though. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, George. Hi, Benjamin Fuchs. I wanted to ask about the importance of iron and zinc in the diet, as well as also, as George has suggested in the past, the health benefits of turmeric.
Oh, turmeric. Love that stuff. Turmeric's one of the all-time great herbs, and curcumin, the actual medicinal element, the curcumin and turmeric is the plant, very important antioxidant, important for the digestive system, for the blood sugar system. It tastes great. Curry, of course, everybody loves curry. I chew on the root periodically. It's a member of the ginger family. Ginger also is a fabulously valuable herb. I'm not a big herbal guy, but there's certain herbs that can have some interesting properties. Ginger, by the way, is great for folks who are dealing with nausea, especially morning sickness, women who have morning sickness, nausea. Iron's kind of interesting because it's sort of a mixed bag. You know, iron can be very pro-aging, and it can be very important for the blood system. Iron is how we carry around oxygen. There's different forms of iron. You have two main forms, actually. They call it heme iron and non-heme iron. Plants and your iron-fortified types of foods, breads and cereals, have the non-heme iron. This is an inferior form of iron. So for vegetarians and vegans who want to get their iron from beans and from plants, you're not going to get the good stuff. The good stuff comes from seafood and from poultry and from meat, and that's the heme iron. You got to be a little bit careful with iron, as I say, because it can be a pro-oxidant, actually pro-aging. Best place to get your iron probably is from food. Use some vitamin C with your iron, and you'll improve the absorption. Zinc, I got to tell you,
I love zinc.
I just love this stuff.
Powerful.
Oh, my God. Do I love zinc. You know, I'm in the skincare business. I've been doing skincare products, formulating skincare products for a long time. Zinc is almost like a cure. I don't like saying cure.
I think zinc is why I didn't get COVID during the COVID
season.
Could
very well have been. Zinc is a powerful immune booster. In fact, you remember zinc? You couldn't get it for a while. It was out of stock everywhere.
Oh, my God. It was
right? Wiped
out. Yeah.
It was wiped out because it's such an important immune booster.
That's because I bought 50,000 bottles.
You got it all, right? Zinc is, there's so many different reasons why zinc is important. It's hard to even know where to begin. It's important for the digestive system, for making hydrochloric acid in the stomach. For the skin, it's just incredibly important. Like I say, it's not a cure because I don't like the word cure, but it's an incredibly valuable mineral for acne patients. Everybody on acne should be on 50 milligrams of zinc. Yeah, and Jerry's got a great zinc product they call Zinc FX. Like you mentioned, the immune system, for the brain, very important for the bones, very important for the liver. Very important for the blood sugar system. I mean, there's not a system in the body probably that doesn't benefit from zinc. But here's the thing about zinc, though, that you want to keep in mind. The more zinc you're taking, the more deficient in copper you may be. So it's always a good idea to take zinc and copper together. In fact, if you have too much copper, sometimes they'll actually give you zinc in order to help reduce your copper levels. But zinc is just fabulously, fabulously important. It's cheap, one of the cheapest nutrients you can take. And like you said, George, it's very valuable for the immune system.
I have a friend who has too much iron in his system. They call it hemochromatosis.
Yeah, that's a liver. That's not an iron problem. That's a liver problem. The liver controls the amount of iron that's in the blood. Iron, like I was saying earlier, is kind of a mixed bag. So the body controls it very tightly. And there's a chemical in the liver that's responsible for releasing it, storing it. When we suffer from liver problems, we'll suffer from iron problems. Thus, hemochromatosis should be regarded as a liver problem. And given the high incidence of blood sugar issues and, like I was saying earlier, dysglycemia, which affects the liver, it makes perfect sense that you would have hemochromatosis issues if you have a liver problem or a blood sugar problem. So treat excess iron as a liver problem. Doctors can't do anything about this, by the way. If you have hemochromatosis, they'll tell you to get blood, give blood so you can lower your iron levels. That's not really the strategy if you want to address the problem at the cause. Work on liver health. In fact, there's not very many systems in the body that are more important to work on than the liver, which processes proteins and sugars and makes hormones and, of course, detoxifies things. And liver disease, fatty liver disease, is almost like an epidemic. 1 out of 3 Americans suffers from fatty liver disease. If you have a fatty liver, you are going to be off to the disease races, and you want to regard hemochromatosis as a sign that there's a liver problem.
With pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, John in Wisconsin's with us. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
Hello, George. Hello, pharmacist Ben. 3 comments, please.
Yes, sir.
Ben, you do great work. For a pharmacist to promote nutrition and supplements over prescription drugs is rare. And I think we both agree that some prescription drugs are necessary and help people, and we don't want people to not acknowledge that. Yes. However, many of the prescription drugs are not necessary, and they treat the symptom rather than the problem.
Great.
You and Doc Wallach do wonderful work, and I think both of you deserve a Nobel Prize.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
My second comment, Ben, is obviously everybody is aware that our purchasing habits are dramatically changing to online.
Yeah.
And Walgreens just announced they're closing over 1,000 stores. CVS just fired their CEO. They're struggling. I don't wish any of them any ill, and I feel bad for the employees. However, I owned a business that failed because I did not make the necessary and appropriate adjustments to the changing culture. So just a heads up to everybody in the business world. Mm-hmm. And my final comment is I just wanted to let you know that the first 62 years of my life were one train wreck after another. Bad decisions, addictions, poor health habits. 5 years ago, I changed things, and a lot of this credit has to go to the longevity products. And I want everybody to listen carefully to this. I was in a comfort zone, but it was a miserable comfort zone. But to me, for 62 years, it was easier than making a change because I stayed in that miserable comfort zone, and I think that's a normal thing for humans. I encourage everybody to step out of that comfort zone. I made a change 5 years ago, got on a supplement program with longevity, listened to pharmacists Ben and Doc Wallach every time they're on. I learned from them. My life has dramatically improved, and I'm so thankful for it.
Praise
God. Again, Ben, thanks for all you do. Keep up the great work. And, George, thank you for taking my call.
That's awesome, George. That's why I do this. And kudos to your smart listeners. John, you are right on, buddy. Nutritional supplementation can do so many things for your mind, for your body, for your spirit. When you're sick, George, nothing matters. And there's so much power in these nutritional supplements and in these protocols and these ideas. We're not getting the straight scoop from the medical model, the centralized medical model that depends on drugs, that depends on surgery, that weakens the body in the long run. There's so much power here in terms of nutritional supplementation that I couldn't live with myself if I didn't scream from every rooftop I could find about the importance of nutritional supplements, about the importance of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, about the importance of respecting the human body, respecting our biochemistry, respecting the system that the good Lord put into our flesh and bones that can turn our food into energy and detoxify poisons and eliminate and build and grow and regenerate. There's so much magic and power in divinity in our bodies. We want to be honoring it and respecting it, not poisoning it and excising it like with the strategies of the medical model. Thank you so much, John. That meant a lot to me. I really appreciate that.
Tom's got another text or tweet from, do we have, Thomas?
Ben, this is from Cynthia in Dallas, Texas. She would like to know what the best supplement to take for foot care.
For foot care, you mean the that would depend on the nails, on the bones.
She just says general foot care.
Fats. A couple things. Essential fats. I think of the skin when I think of the feet, and especially as we get older, and if you have metabolic issues like diabetes, the skin on the feet can get rough and hard. Fats. Ultimate EFAs and fatty vitamins, the Healthy Star Pack in general. Fucoid Z could be helpful as well. If there's bone problems, then the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Laying off of sugar and processed food is always important. Anything inflammatory. And we didn't talk about fats today, about processed fats today. We talked about good fats, but not fried fats. One of the worst things that we could ever eat are fried and distorted fats. Doc's been talking about this for decades. Really.
Cholesterol and clogged arteries.
Well, Doc is 100% correct. When you fry a fat, when you cook a fat, you distort it. And when a fat is distorted, it becomes very inflammatory. And while everybody loves the French fries and pizzas and fried eggs and all kinds of fried foods, it's one of the worst things you could do in terms of inflammation for the body. And once you get on the Ultimate EFAs or the Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity, you will find that your desire and your cravings for processed and fried fats starts to decrease. And that's what I always think people should be doing, is not necessarily trying to willpower or muscle their way into eating well, but to hack into their cravings. So if you crave fatty foods, get on the Ultimate EFAs. If you crave salty foods, get on the plant-derived minerals. And if you crave sugar, get on the TMR shake or one of the Youngevity protein shakes. Protein is the best way to deactivate sugar cravings. Minerals the best way to deactivate salt cravings. By the way, salt's not all that bad either. And then for deactivating fat cravings, the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids and the Ultimate EFA Plus.
We're going to continue with calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs over the half, and he'll be back with us in 6 weeks. What are you doing for Halloween, Benjamin?
I'm going to lay low. How about you? I'll probably listen to your show. You got some good stuff going on.
We've got our annual Ghost to Go show coming.
Yeah,
up.
I'll probably listen to the Ghost to Go show. My trick or treating days are gone, and my Halloween partying days are gone too.
Then we'll be live on Thanksgiving Thursday. We'll be live on Christmas Eve. We'll be live on Christmas night.
You're putting in your hours, George.
We'll be live on New Year's Eve. We'll be live on New Year's Day. But you know what? We've got a great group of listeners, as you know, I don't want them alone on holidays, Ben.
You know that's what? You have a family. Your listeners are like family, and you're like Papa George.
I took my daughters out to dinner Sunday, and they said, "What are we doing for Thanksgiving, Dad?" And I said, "Well, you do know I've got my show. I've got to do my show." They said, "Well, yeah, but let's all get together early, and then you can go do your program at night."
Wow, that's great.
And so I get the two birds with one stone.
Very cool. You got your family at home and you got your family on the air.
Absolutely. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call whenever you want assistance. There are operators there that are geniuses. 1-855-949-7234. Back with final calls in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our final segment here as we take calls from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, you're setting records on the website, I'm told.
Hey, Doc. People are interested, right? People smell a rat when it comes to the medical model, and nobody's getting better. So nutritional supplementation represents an alternative. I call nutritional supplements God's medicine. Drugs, nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When prednisone goes to bed at night, George, it dreams it was vitamin C, hopefully with no toxicity.
When you have your event in Colorado, can you participate via Zoom, or do you have to physically be there?
Yeah, we're going to do Zoom calls. We'll do a Zoom. We'll have a camera set up, and we'll be doing Zooms. And they can get information by going to info@criticalhealthnews.com or calling. And it will be at the event will be at my lab, my Truth Treatments lab, my skincare lab. In Broomfield, Colorado, zip code 80020 if you're in the Colorado area.
To the phones we go. Joe in Boston, welcome to the show. Hey, Joseph.
Hi, George. I've been waiting a while. Glenn, I got three questions. One, I have prostate cancer. It's number 7, and it's going higher. They wanted to take it out.
When did that happen?
Oh, remember I told you it was about, I found out 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And the heart is getting worse. They would want to do an ablation. I was told by Dr. Wallach not to do it. What's the story, and how do you treat this cancer? I don't want radiation. I know there's a stereotactic radiosurgery, and how do I do this heart? I don't like the ablation because it killed one person. I know most people don't die, but this AFib is getting worse.
Well, if you have AFib, but you also have prostate issues, you can rest assured you got a blood sugar problem. They're all part and parcel of the same same syndrome. They call it metabolic syndrome. And really, there's only three bodily breakdowns that lead to everything else, and really only two, and that's the digestive system and the blood sugar system. And then if you want to throw a third element, the adrenal glands and the stress hormone cortisol and the thyroid. I call these 3 points the triangle of disease, and they underlie every single chronic health challenge you can name, including AFib and prostate issues, prostate cancer or BPH, as they call it. Yes, you got to be very careful with radiation. You got to be very careful with the ablations, and you got to be careful. I can't tell you what to do with the prostate cancer because I don't know how severe it is, although a 7 is considered to be moderate. But what I would be doing is telling the body to stand down from a biochemical perspective. The ketogenic diet, number one, that's a low-calorie diet. A lot of folks, when they hear about the ketogenic diet, they think of low carbohydrate, which is true, but it's really a low-calorie diet. Practicing intermittent fasting can also help, and that means laying off food for a day at a time periodically or even between meals, extending the time between meals. That's called intermittent fasting, and then making sure that you are absolutely 100% on a good nutritional supplement program. We talked about zinc earlier. Zinc is incredibly valuable for the prostate as well as for the whole reproductive system, but particularly for the prostate. Fats are very important. Prostate's a fatty gland, so fatty vitamins A and D, as well as the ultimate EFAs. Anybody who's got a prostate issue, in fact, anybody really, should be on the ultimate EFA or ultimate EFA plus, but particularly if you're dealing with the prostate problems, just completely avoiding processed, fried, cooked fats. They're a disaster for all parts of the body, but particularly for the fatty organs like the breasts, the reproductive system, and the prostate. And then also, Jevy's got an amazing product for the prostate called ProstFX. I will be getting on that as soon as possible.
Ben, what's the abrasion that he was talking about for the AFib?
Ablation is when they cauterize tissue. They'll burn the tissue off. That's called an ablation. ablation. It's basically an electrical device that cauterizes tissue. They'll do it for the heart. They'll do it for the uterus or the women have endometrial problems. They'll do it for various tissues of the body. It's not a good idea unless you absolutely have no other options. I always want to go with nutritional and dietary options before I go with surgical options, but I don't know how severe his issue is, so I can't really make a recommendation for him specifically, although he did mention a Gleason score of 7, which is considered to be moderate. Prostate ablations, minimally invasive, but it's not a great idea to radiate tissue. Now, if he does have prostate cancer or even BPH, it can be beneficial, but I would go the nutritional route first.
First-time caller Bill in Florida. Welcome to the show. Hey, Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
Oh, okay. It's Bill up on my screen, so it's Phil for you. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, George. Hi, Ben. I had a question about the amino acid taurine.
Oh, man. That's my sweet spot. I love that stuff. Taurine is it's one of the most unusual amino acids in the sense that it doesn't go to building proteins. You know, amino acids are said to be the building blocks of protein. But taurine is really, its claim to fame is that it works as an individual amino acid, and it has some amazing benefits. I use it in my skincare products because it's said to be an osmolite, which means it absorbs water, and it's wonderful. I use it in cleansers. In fact, all my cleansing products utilize taurine. Taurine is also important for the heart and for the electrical system. It has a dampening effect on electricity. So for folks that have seizure disorders, also it's found in Red Bull, as you may know. Red Bull actually gets its name from taurine. Taurine comes from the Latin word taurus, which means bull. Taurine gives Red Bull its name, actually. And taurine is in Red Bull because it helps calm down some of the effects of caffeine. It's also important for regulating minerals. But here's what's really cool about taurine. There's so many wonderful things that taurine does for the eyes, et cetera. But here's what's really cool. Recently, literature has come out that taurine is one of the most important anti-aging amino acids, which makes perfect sense when you consider that it has a dampening effect on electrical energy. And we talked earlier how one of the reasons why we get sick and age is because we're flooding the body with energy. Taurine has a dampening effect on this energy, and this is why lately it's been shown that taurine taken in 2 or 3 grams a day, which is somewhat of a high concentration, can slow down the aging process. I am a big old fan of this amino acid taurine, and I highly recommend it. Folks, use it. You'll find it in the TMR shake from Youngevity. TMR, by the way, is a super delicious shake. I turned Tommy on to it last time, or a couple times ago when I was on the program, and he called me up and he said, "Ben, I hate you. Now I'm addicted to the TMR." And I could totally relate because I'm addicted to it too. Put the TMR shake in with some almond milk, chocolate almond milk, and a banana. Oh, my God, it's like a dessert. It is so, so tasty. My friend Stan and Laura Dennison, congratulations to those guys because they're the ones who formulated it. Amazing product, TMR shake. Call Youngevity and order it.
East of the Rockies, Ethna's with us in New Jersey. Hello, Ethna.
Oh, hi there, George and Ben. It's good to hear both of you on the radio again.
Thank you.
I also wanted to mention to people that might be a little bit afraid to call in, I wanted to encourage them to call in because there's a lot of people that are probably too afraid, and I'm sure everybody would be interested in hearing what, you know, certain problems that people have, and I'm just trying to encourage people to call.
Thank you. That's a really good point. You could help other people by calling with your problem because rest assured, other people have the same problem. That's a very good point.
Well said. Thanks, Ethna. Text and tweets. Tom, you have a final one for Ben? What do
Absolutely.
You have?
Hey, Ben, this is from Carolyn in Reno, Nevada. She says, will I get the same nutrients if I freeze my spinach as if I eat it raw?
Freezing can, you'll definitely lose a little bit, but freezing is a lot better than cooking, that's for sure, or heating. But you'll lose a little bit of vitamin C, maybe a little bit of the B complex, but not a lot. Freezing is a good thing to do. It's a good way to store your veggies.
Don't they do it for smoothies? Is that why?
Yes, Thomas. Thomas loves his smoothies. Who turned you on to smoothies, Tommy?
You did, Ben. Yeah. Chocolate stuff.
Yeah, putting a little frozen spinach in a smoothie is delicious. And Tommy likes kale. I'm not a big fan of kale in my smoothie, but Tommy likes kale. Do you freeze your kale, too?
I do.
Yeah, that's a good strategy, absolutely.
Interesting. Let's go to Greg in Maui in Hawaii. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, aloha.
Hey, Greg.
To both of you, thanks for all your good work.
Thank you.
And you were talking earlier about neuropathy.
Yeah.
And I'm 74 years old and have neuropathy in my feet. And I have compression fractures in the lumbar vertebra L2, 3, and 4. And that nerve energy was the thing my doctors told me that led to the neuropathy. And you didn't mention anything about that.
Yeah.
You talked about alcohol and some other things.
Sugar. Yeah, but, it's possible if you had some damage or some inflammation in the lumbar region that the nerves are being affected that way. That can absolutely be the case. However, the fact remains that the inflammation itself, whether it's in the lumbar region or whether it's in the extremities, is probably at least partially related to blood sugar. And neuropathies are often related to blood sugar. There could be some other factors involved as well. The most important anti-inflammatory nutrients are your fats. Your ultimate EFAs are like nature's aspirin. So get on the ultimate EFAs as soon as possible. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack, which has the ultimate EFAs in there, as well as the sweeties for keeping your blood sugar stable. And then, of course, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll find that thiamine that we talked about earlier, which is also very important for neuropathies as well as for blood sugar. And you mentioned earlier about alcohol. That also is part of the same biochemistry. And if you happen to drink alcohol, you'll find that you're metabolizing and breaking down the alcohol a little bit more effectively as well.
Let's go to Sylvia in Tennessee. Hello, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hi. Good evening or morning or night. Thank you all for taking my call. Dr. Ben, I was diagnosed with arthritis, a.k.a. spondylosis.
Oh, no.
In my neck. This was like 2013, 14. So it was doing okay. So now it's 2024. And I notice it's gotten worse. And it's affecting more of the left side of my neck. I do intermittent fasting and like eat over in the evening time. I am a type 2 diabetic. I've been hearing you say that. So my diet is probably 80-90% healthier, and 10%, maybe 15% would be my junk that I would call it, but I eat. So is there...
Yeah, there's lots you could do. Absolutely lots you could do.
Yeah.
Ankylosing spondylitis basically means crooked joints. You can actually, even the word sounds crooked, ankylosing spondylitis. It is a type of arthritis, but it's autoimmune in the sense that the body is attacking the joints. Now, if you go to the doctor and they tell them you get diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, they'll tell you, oh, no known cause, your mother had it, your father had it, your grandmother had it, your grandfather had it, you're going to be on this medicine the rest of your life. Horse hockey, not true. Autoimmune diseases are caused by one thing, toxic blood. Once you get toxicity in the bloodstream, the body will dump out those toxins into the connective tissue, among other places, also in soft tissues and in the skin and various parts of the body, but oftentimes in the joints and in the connective tissue. In fact, the connective tissue is almost like a sieve or a strainer for toxicity into the blood. Those toxins will then sit in the connective tissue, in your case in the joints. The body will then attack the toxins from the blood that has come to rest in the joints, and they'll call it an autoimmune disease, and the doctors will say, oh, your immune system is just crazy. Your body is just stupid. It's a weak body. And this is the medical model's thinking, that the body is just condemned to falling apart. It's not true. Autoimmunity is toxemia. That is toxicity in the blood. That toxicity in the blood comes in, unless you're injected. It can come in through injections, and people get autoimmune diseases when they inject, for sure. But for most people, it's coming in through the digestive system. And if you have issues with blood sugar, that also implies the digestive system. And when I say the digestive system, I'm talking about a condition called leaky gut syndrome, i.e. intestinal permeability syndrome. The mechanisms for how this all develops are incredibly fascinating. In the interest of time, I can't really go into them. Get yourself on a product called I-26. It's life-changing. This is hyperimmune egg. Very important for all kinds of disturbances in the intestine. Autoimmune disease is secondary to these disturbances. The collagen peptides can help build, rebuild the intestine if you're dealing with this intestinal permeability issue. And then, of course, the nightly essence probiotics can be very helpful, as well as the ultimate enzymes. Treat everybody out there with MS or ankylosing spondylitis or hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, any kind of autoimmune disease, treat it as toxic blood secondary to a leaky gut and digestive health problems.
Ben, we've got a minute left. No time for more calls, unfortunately. They keep calling for you. But tell folks about your Newark, New Jersey event.
Yes, we got two events coming up on November 2nd, Newark, New Jersey, 1 to 6 Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to info@criticalhealthnews.com or give them a call, and they can tell you about it. Thank you, AJ and Rebecca, for putting that on. And then I'm doing an event at the Truth Treatments Skin Health Facility, truthtreatments.com, on December 14th. That's in Broomfield, Colorado. It'll be an all-day event. I'm super stoked about that. All the big shots from Longevity will be there. Please come if you're in the Colorado area. And like you mentioned, George, we'll be doing it on Zoom. And God bless you, George, for what you're doing. This is beautiful, beautiful work. And thank you to everybody out there. I want you to know, if you're sick or you're suffering from a health challenge, it's in the body's nature to reverse all chronic health challenges. You just got to know how to do it, and we can teach you how to do it. Check out our Zoom calls, by the way, dailywithdoc.com, Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 Pacific, 3 to 4 Eastern.
We'll see you in 6 weeks, sir.
God bless you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He is one heck of a guy. He has been with us for years now. Up next, Suzanne Giesman joins us with her latest work called Mediumship: Sacred Communications with Loved Ones from Beyond the Veil.